This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have an article entitled Adult Literacy Fitness Program, Stressing the Need to Keep Our Literacy Skills Fit. Then we'll have reviews in Young Adult Listening. There's the conclusion to Laurie Hall Sanderson's Seeds of America trilogy entitled Ashes, Book 3. It's read by Siri Scott, and it's an Earphones winner. And Expiration Day by William Campbell Powell, read by Gabrielle DeQueer. And Learning to Swear in America by Katie Kennedy, read by Aaron Landon. Let's get right to it. Audiobooks and Literacy. Adult Literacy Fitness Program by Francesca Goldsmith. If you are an educated adult who likes to read, this issue's column may surprise you. Our literacy skills, as research has shown repeatedly in international as well as American studies, isn't stable across our adult lifetime. The summer slide for kids has been well publicized. In many communities, public libraries offer summer reading programs and games that target maintenance of literary skills over the vacation months. Schools themselves provide students with summer reading lists, titles either recommended or required, as an antidote to the well-documented threat to youth literacy loss. Less well-known is evidence that adult literacy requires practice in order to persist through life. Whether a person leaves formal education before high school graduation or continues the student cycle through university and even graduate school, advancing age can lead to deterioration of literacy skill sets. Even bookworms can lose their literacy edge if their reading habits become focused only on undemanding material that doesn't require or inspire the need to reflect, question critically, or acquire new information. Unfortunately, this becomes the case with many adults in middle age. These literacy losses are actual critical thinking losses. Once any of us has basic literacy skills, the rough equivalent of those achieved at third grade, literacy isn't about how well we decode individual words, but how well we collect and absorb meaning from whole paragraphs, texts, and complex directions. Adult losses in these skill areas impact our abilities to sort information, such as news reports, step through technical directions, and to experience empathy as we explore lives very different from our own. From a practical perspective, these losses mean we feel unsure about where stated facts ends and opinions begins. We may struggle to make sense of the programmable thermostat, and our world may shrink to include only those who share our cultural identity. Listening can be a powerful weapon against this age-onset literacy loss. We have an ever-increasing range of materials in audiobooks and narrators who bring their sensibilities of diverse cultures, classes, technologies, and pacing appropriate to the content. Plenty to use our critical thinking on. This doesn't have to be painful exercise any more than stretching a kid's mind with a great book or audiobook is. The trick is to find enough challenge in our choices that we exercise active listening instead of maintaining a steady diet of passive experiences. We need to balance our listening diet just as we enjoy better health if we balance our food diet and time allotted for sleep, exercise, work, and relaxation. You can start a literacy fitness program simply by perusing audiophiles reviews in subjects outside your usual preferences. Consider different genre and topics and new-to-you authors and or narrators. And when you find an audiobook that sounds interesting, but I don't know if I'll like it, bingo, that's your chance to stretch. You may also want to find a listening buddy who is willing to stretch along with you. You don't need to choose the same titles. In fact, you benefit by sharing your experiences of different choices, because each of you will have to work a little harder to describe audiobooks and topics that are unfamiliar to the other. Whether on your own or with others, toning your literacy skills means keeping them supple and alert. That was Adult Literacy Fitness Program by Francesca Goldsmith. Now we turn our attention to our reviews today, and they are in Young Adult Listening. And our first review is an Earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review in Young Adult Listening is Girl in Pieces. It's by Kathleen Glasgow, an Earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen, and Kathleen Glasgow delivers an afterword. Narrator Julia Whalen's initial portrayal of Charlie reveals her unwillingness to speak, as well as her pain, fear, and fury. Charlie has responded to years of abuse, grief, and homelessness by cutting herself and attempting to take her own life. Gradually, Whalen recounts the changes Charlie experiences in a treatment center as she reaches out and hopes for healing. On release, Whalen contrasts the safety Charlie has come to know with her mother's coldness and desertion, but Charlie's grit is impressive as she makes faltering steps to support herself financially, artistically, and emotionally. Whalen's portrayals of minor characters aid the realism of the optimistic ending. The author's afterword tells of her personal trials and offers resources. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Girl in Pieces. It's written by Kathleen Glasgow, who also does the afterword, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen. It's available from Listening Library for 10.75 hours, young adult ages 14 and up. Next in young adult, we have When the Moon Was Ours. It's written by Anna Marie McLemore, and it's read by Raviv Ullman and Bailey Carr. Raviv Ullman and Bailey Carr infuse their narrations with wonder and awe, befitting a tale full of strange and beautiful things. Steeped in magical realism, it's the story of a girl who grows roses from her wrists and turns pumpkins to glass, and a boy who paints moons and keeps secrets. A blossoming romance ensues. Ullman's tone is one of reverence, as if he's delivering a ballad oft recounted, while Carr's is one of desperate yearning. Their approaches are well-balanced and reflect the way the narrative is shared equally between both characters. This mix of quiet and passion serves the story, which is fast-paced but also possesses a poetic quality, a richly layered performance. Emily M. Childress wrote that review of When the Moon Was Ours. It's written by Anna Marie McLemore, read by Raviv Ullman and Bailey Carr. It's available from Audible, Inc. for 8.25 hours, unabridged, young adult. Next, we have Replica by Lauren Oliver. It's read by Sarah Drew and Aaron Spencer. Teenagers Lyra and Gemma give separate accounts of their dystopian world. Narrator Sarah Drew tells Lyra's story with a slightly breathy and uneven delivery. Her voice is packed with emotion that reflects the extreme stressors she faces while being imprisoned in the Haven Institute, a center for human cloning, and then escaping into a world unknown to her. At first, narrator Erin Spencer's steady voice for Gemma reflects her quiet life, but then intensifies as she begins to question her world and her own connection to the Haven Institute. The chapters alternate Lyra's and Gemma's accounts, but listeners might skip chapters to follow one complete narrative. Either approach will deliver captivating, fast-paced adventures. Maria Dietrich wrote that review of Replica. It's by Lauren Oliver, read by Sarah Drew and Erin Spencer, and it's available from Harper Audio for 13 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. This is a reminder that you are listening to the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. Alrighty, now we will turn our back to our reviews. The Tales of the Peculiar, Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children, Book 0.5. It's written by Ransom Riggs, read by Simon Callow, Bruce Mann, and Garrick Hagen, and it's an Earphones winner. British actor Simon Callow delivers a delightfully whimsical performance of the collected stories that compose this companion to the hugely popular Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children series. His refined pronunciation gives the impression that the stories are, in fact, revered folklore, handed down through the ages. Even as Callow maintains the scholarly tone of the omniscient narrator, he effortlessly navigates between Norwegian, American, and Irish accents, and perhaps most memorably, the voices of the fantastical creatures. Bruce Mann and Garrick Hagen read the titles of each tale, as well as the notes supposedly written by Millard Nullings, a central character in the Peculiar Children series. Devoted fans, as well as newcomers to the world of the peculiar, will be equally enchanted. Emily M. Childress wrote that review of Tales of the Peculiar, Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children, Book 0.5, by Ransom Riggs. It's an Earphones winner, read by Simon Callow, Bruce Mann, and Garrick Hagen. It's available from Listening Library for 4.5 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Trouble Makes a Comeback by Stephanie Tromley, read by Kathleen McInerney. 5 months after Digby disappeared just after kissing and confusing Zoe, he's back in Riverside, ready to draw Zoe into more dangerous and semi-legal adventures. Narrator Kathleen McInerney is also back, bringing the same verve and charm to her performance that she delivered in this series debut, Trouble is a Friend of Mine. Listeners will find themselves equally engaged in the fate of Digby's missing sister and Zoe's struggle to balance her new boyfriend, Austin, with her old feelings for Digby. Witty dialogue and a cast of characters, from a high school queen bee to Zoe's overbearing dad, are brought to life with aplomb by McInerney. Emily Calkins wrote that review of Trouble Makes a Comeback by Stephanie Tromley. It's read by Kathleen McInerney, and it's available from Listening Library for 8 hours, unabridged, young adult. Our next review is Blood for Blood, Wolf by Wolf, Book 2. It's by Ryan Groudon, an Earphones winner, read by Krista Lewis. Krista Lewis, who narrated Groudon's first World War II alternate history, Wolf by Wolf, narrates this companion. Lewis immediately picks up the dramatic intensity she built at the end of the first audiobook. Shape-shifting Yael's murder of a doppelganger Hitler has been discovered. The police track Yael while brutally torturing her companion, Felix. Lewis creates tension in you, and it doesn't abate until the end. Suspense, intrigue, and plot twists mount as Yael escapes her pursuers, fleeing through dangerous Soviet territories and into the heart of the Nazi stronghold. Lewis deepens the characterizations and relationships while rapidly shifting accents and emotions to match the plot's breakneck speed. Author and narrator deliver on the promise of the first book as love and terror, courage and heartbreak keep listeners glued to a story that's as well told as it is consuming. Susie Wild wrote that review of Blood for Blood, Wolf by Wolf, Book 2. It's written by Ryan Groudon, and Earphones winner read by Krista Lewis. It's available from Hachette Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. And next we have The Light Fantastic by Sarah Combs, also an Earphones winner. It's read by Laura Ezzo and Tom Habercorn. Narrator Lauren Ezzo and Todd Habercorn create an intense audio experience, requiring the listener's undivided attention. 4 days after the Boston Marathon bombing, from Delaware to California, in a three-hour time span, something ominous is brewing. Ezzo and Habercorn enter the minds of seven people, from April Donovan to the Mastermind to members of the Forum, as they complete the consequences of what they're setting in motion. We are immersed in their thoughts, feelings, their anger, fear, confusion, shame, and hope. We hear their panic as the hour draws near and doubts begin to chip away at their commitment to the plan. Using pacing, tone, and inflection, the narrators give characters unique voices that let the listener keep them straight and know them as individuals. Nancy E. McCarty wrote that review of The Light Fantastic by Sarah Combs. It's an Earphones winner read by Lauren Ezzo and Todd Habercorn. Available from Brilliance Audio for 8 hours, unabridged, young adult, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next in young adult, we have Kids of Appetite. It's by David Arnold, read by Phoebe Stroll, Michael Crouch, and Ryan Vincent Anderson. Narrator Michael Crouch's portrayal shows the many facets of 16-year-old Vic's sorrow. Vic's father's death and his mother's new relationship leave him feeling alone in coping with his Mobius syndrome, which paralyzes his face miserably. Vic runs away with his father's urn and meets Mad and three other homeless kids who are cared for by Boz, a kindly young Congolese woman. Phoebe Stroll captures Mad's strident tones and gradually the hidden vulnerability she bears from an abusive home. As Mad's harshness turns to warmth, Vic's hope of love is realized. Interspersed in the alternating chapters are Ryan Vincent Anderson's accented comments as Boz. Anderson's deep, sonorous voice reflects Boz's experiences and contrasts with the youthful timbres of Vic and Mad. Susie Wild wrote that review of Kids of Appetite. It's written by David Arnold, read by Phoebe Stroll, Michael Crouch, and Ryan Vincent Anderson. It's available from Listening Library for 10 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Our next review is Lorinda by Alice Pong, read by Eileen Huyn. Narrator Eileen Huyn tracks the changing attitudes of Lucy Lam through 4 terms at Lorinda, an exclusive school she attends on scholarship. Huyn's crisp Australian-accented narration reflects the sassiness and intelligence of 15-year-old Lucy, whose Chinese parents have come to Melbourne via war-torn Vietnam. Huyn expresses Lucy's frustrations at the family's responsibilities she's expected to carry out while also being a good student. As Lucy enters Lorinda, Hoyne captures her dismay at the pranks of the Cabinet, a controlling group of mean girls. Lucy longs to feel socially included at school despite the Cabinet's snobbery, racism, and manipulations. Dramatizing Lucy's realizations about prejudice and her growing self-confidence, Hoyne's portrayal shows Lucy's developing determination to see clearly, live honestly, and respect her parents' values. Susie Wild wrote that review of Lorinda, written by Alice Pung, read by Eileen Hoyne. It's available from Belinda Audio for 10 hours, unabridged, young adult. Next, we have The Rains by Greg Hurwitz, read by Todd Haberkorn. In this chilling account of an alien invasion, Todd Haberkorn portrays young Chance Rain, a small-town teen who fights for his life as the world descends into madness around him. This is Greg Hurwitz's first young adult novel, and teen audiences will find courageous, relatable protagonists, rousing action, and a mystery that unfolds against a background of horror and suspense. Haberkorn's pacing is admirable. He keeps a fast-moving story on track without rushing the narrative and treats the serious moments with appropriate gravity. His warm, wry delivery reflects Chance's thoughts as he tries to save the world, and his impressive range captures Chance's friends and enemies. An ideal listen for fans of horror, dystopian novels, or sci-fi. Kate S. Boudries wrote that review of The Rains. It's by Greg Hurwitz, read by Todd Haberkorn, and it's available from Brilliance Audio for 10 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Ashes, Seeds of America Trilogy, Book 3 by Laurie Hall Sanderson, read by Siri Scott. The Seeds of America trilogy comes to a close with Siri Scott, a narrator new to the series, portraying the resilient Isabel. The former slave is continuing to search for her younger sister Ruth with her close friend Curzon during the last months of the American Revolution. With crisp diction and even pacing, Scott captures Isabel's complex emotions when she finally finds her sister and is then tasked with keeping her safe during times of uncertainty. Scott shifts her tone to create a youthful voice for stubborn Ruth and deepens her voice to reflect the matter-of-fact personality of Curzon. Listeners will be captivated by this powerful story of family, survival, and freedom. Maria Dietrich wrote that review of Ashes, Seeds of America Trilogy, Book 3, by Laurie Hall Anderson, read by Siri Scott. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 8 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Learning to Swear in America by Kate Kennedy. It's an earphones winner, read by Aaron Landon. Narrator Aaron Landon makes three facets of Yuri Strelnikov's fully believable. Yuri is a 17-year-old PhD newly arrived in the U.S. from Russia. Landon's Russian accent portrays a boy fluid in English but faltering in its intricacies. Landon also expresses Yuri's cockiness that he can aid NASA scientists in preventing an asteroid collision with Earth. And Landon also communicates Yuri's social awkwardness and longing for kissing and other American indulgences. Soon, Landon gives an equally convincing picture of Dovey, a quirky, artistic girl who challenges Yuri's intelligence and emotions. Landon captures their electric, witty dialogue, setting the course for a tense yet humorous story as Yuri struggles with saving the world and falling in love. Landon is as gifted at developing minor characters as he is at satisfying science, romance, and humor lovers. Susie Wild wrote that review of Learning to Swear in America by Katie Kennedy. It's an earphones winner, read by Aaron Landon, available from Audible, Inc. for 9 hours, unabridged, young adult. Next, we have Expiration Day by William Campbell Powell and Earphones winner read by Gabrielle Duqueer. In a marvelously touching performance, narrator Gabrielle Duqueer embodies the fragility, determination, and curiosity of a 14-year-old English schoolgirl. Tanya is struggling to find her way in the near future of 2049, a time when the world population has been decimated by infertility, and hopeful parents have taken to adopting highly specialized androids indiscernible from humans as their children. The book deftly weaves the coming-of-age concerns of friendship and first love with the lofty themes, the limits of technology, and what it is to be truly sentient. It's a rare event when one learns an audiobook that expands one's mind and breaks one's heart at the same time. Duqueer makes every last word of this first-person story come alive with an adolescent's hopes, doubts, and dreams. Brian Price wrote that review of Expiration Day. It's written by William Campbell Powell and Earphones winner read by Gabrielle Duqueer. It's available from Blackstone Audio, Skyboat Media, for 13 hours, unabridged, young adult, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Well, that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have an assortment of reviews that we didn't get to in this issue of Fiction and Mystery and Suspense. I have a review of Christadora by Tim Murphy, read by an Earphones-winning cast. And in Mystery, we have a review of Precious and Grace, the number one ladies detective agency, book 17, by Alexander McCall Smith, and read by Susan Torin. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.